whatever you want to call it, income inequality, the concentration of wealth, it's a defining issue in the Democratic presidential race. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has talked about the issue from the first day of his campaign.
In America, we now have more income and wealth inequality than any other major country on earth, and the gap between the very rich and everyone else is growing wider and wider.
So here's the surprise. The states with the highest levels of inequality have been backing Hillary Clinton and not Sanders, even though he has made the issue of inequality central to his campaign. NPR's political reporter Danielle Kurtzleben joins us now to talk about this. What is going on?
Well, we have a clear pattern, right? He wins in places with less income inequality. She wins in places with more income inequality, like, say, New York this week.
Right.
But we don't quite know why. What we do have are some thoughts. And it's possible that the things that factor into inequality or equality also are the things that, you know, help push a person's vote one way or the other.
Right.
So, for example, race is one.
Exactly. Hillary Clinton obviously has a lot of African-American support.
Yes, she's done great in those southern states. Those southern states, by the way, aside from having large African-American communities, they also have really high inequality. And the two may be linked. I mean, of course, there are some big economic disparities between white people and black people in this country for a variety of reasons. So that's one thing that very well might be happening.
Okay. Oh, what about the states where Bernie Sanders is winning? How are they different?
Right. So he's been winning in a lot of those Western states. They're Western states with, of course, a lot of white people in them. But they're also, they often have big rural populations. And what does Bernie Sanders do on the stump? Sometimes he makes this big appeal to rural people, especially on the issue of guns. So it's not exactly related to equality or inequality at all, but
all these things play into it.
But rural areas tend to be a bit, they tend to not have those big pockets of really high wealth like they do in New York City, for example. Rural areas just don't have as high of inequality. So there's a link there.
They're more homogenous.
Right, yeah. So you can see kind of where these, how this interplay happens.
Interesting. I'm curious, though. Do we see a similar pattern on the Republican side?
Kind of. I mean, it's less pronounced because Donald Trump has been so dominant, just sort of across the board, right?
Right.
But it appears that Donald Trump tends to win in less equal states, and that his opponents, of course, mostly Ted Cruz, tend to win in more equal states. And one thing we do know about Donald Trump is that he tends to do really well among voters who have less education and who are lower income. Maybe it's possible that in areas with high inequality, those voters gravitate towards his populist message.
Yeah. You know, we've heard this a lot from economists. They're saying that the country is less equal than it's been in close to 100 years. You know, what should we make of what you're telling us right now?
I want to know more about this, too. I mean, I found this pattern. I clearly, you know, want to know exactly what's behind it. But I mean, one thing that this does make you think about is how much is how Bernie Sanders' message is resonating.
Right.
I mean, it seems to be resonating. I mean, clearly lots of voters love him in all sorts of places. But I mean, he's also clearly winning lots more votes in these places that are more economically equal for whatever reason.
Intriguing. All right. NPR's political reporter Danielle Kurtzleben, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.